Many infections, such as those that are responsible for chronic ear and sinus infections or diabetic foot ulcers, are difficult to treat because the bacteria have gathered together and formed a tightly bound protective layer called a biofilm.
For example, when you cross a river or a stream and you slip on a slimy rock, that's actually biofilm.
The president of Kane Biotech in Canada, Gerd Froelich, says bacteria covered by such a layer of biofilm are untouchable by antibiotics and the body's immune system. Scientists say bacteria are easier to fight when they're floating around individually and have not formed such protective layers. Biofilm expert David Davies and his colleagues at the State University of New York at Binghamton have discovered a chemical signal that tells bacteria it's time to break up into a free-floating so-called planktonic state.
It's sort of like if you were to go to a theater and shout fire, all of the bacteria in the biofilm get up and leave from a specific location. And so if we can incorporate this into a drug that we administer along with an antibiotic, we've been able to show that we can increase significantly the number of bacteria that are killed by the antibiotic.
Davies' research with biofilms is published this month in the Journal of Bacteriology. Gerd Froelich of Kane Biotech says his company is poised to apply for U.S. regulatory approval of a biofilm cream that can be applied to chronic wounds such as a diabetic foot ulcer to help it heal.
And this biofilm forms over the wound and prevents the antibiotic from doing its job. So we developed technology that actually attacks the biofilm. It attacks the house that the bacteria live in and re-exposes that bacteria to the antibiotic treatment.
The company is also working on another product that's like a giant bandage that contains a dispersal agent. Researchers say a dispersal agent is not by itself lethal to microbes. Products containing the agent simply make bacteria easier to kill with antibiotics. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.